Hello from This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. Today, 2nd of March in 1960, after completing his national service and flying back to America, Elvis Presley stepped on British soil for the first and only time in his life, when the plane carrying him stopped for refuelling at Prestwick Airport in Scotland. In 1975, a policeman who stopped a Lincoln Continental for running a red light in Los Angeles was surprised to find Paul McCartney at the wheel with his wife Linda. The cop detected a slight smell of marijuana and on searching the car found 8 ounces of the drug. Linda was later arrested for the offence. In 1991, 21 years after its first release, All Right Now by Free made number 2 on the UK singles chart after being reissued to coincide with its use in a Wrigley's chewing gum TV commercial. In 1999, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle against cancer, age 59. At her peak, Dusty was one of the most successful British female performers ever, scoring 18 singles in the Billboard Hot 100. She had a first UK hit in 1963 with I Only Want To Be With You, which reached number 4, and later the 1966 UK number 1 and US number 4 single, You Don't Have To Say You Love Me. In 2008, Canadian guitarist singer Jeff Healey died of cancer. Healy lost his sight when he was just 8 months old, resulting in his eyes being surgically removed. He released over 12 albums, as well as presenting a long-running radio show. He also worked with many artists, including Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, ZZ Top, Eric Clapton and Ian Gillan. Also, happy birthday today to Lou Reed, who was born in 1943, Karen Carpenter, who was born on this day in 1950, John Bon Jovi, who was born in 1962, and Coldplay singer Chris Martin, who was born on this day in 1977. More from This Day in Music at thisdayinmusic.com.